Thousands of fruit trees could go up in flames as the Ministry for Primary Industries wrestles with a biosecurity threat brought on by defective paperwork. And now MPI has ordered the containment or the destruction of any plants that passed through the United States company that sells cuttings for apple, cherry and other summer fruit trees to New Zealand. Andy McGrath is a grower who's been involved in the apple and stone fruit industry for years and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How do you feel about this decision?
Well, not great. It's the decision threatens to destroy hundreds of millions of dollars worth of foreign earnings and consequent jobs here in New Zealand. So, and it's it seems to have a lack of there's been a lack of common sense applied in the decision.
Now, we want to just jump in and just break down the different aspects of this so we can explain it for those that might find it a bit complicated and not involved or had any experience in this industry. Can you just describe for us what exactly you import and the different types of seeds or plants and which ones are being affected here?
Yep, there's a few questions in there. The group, there's a group of four parties who've imported peach, nectarine, apricot, plum, apple, and apple rootstocks for a number of years, probably most three of us for at least 30 years. And those varieties create the change of varieties and keep New Zealand in touch with the world business of fruit. So when we import something, we're given a small stick of material that's been pre-cleared, been tested, cleaned of any diseases, and let's just loosely call it any diseases that are internal to the plant. That stick is brought into New Zealand where it's grown for a growing season, generally 1 to 2 years, and then during which time it's inspected continuously and retested for the serious diseases by MPI, and then that one stick is released as one small plant or one or two small plants generally, and then nurserymen bulk those plants up, create more plants from those few plants to provide the trees that industry needs.
Okay, and of course, some of them are half grown, some are fully, and some, I guess, have been years in the orchards. What MPI is saying here is that they'll be destroyed or they'll be contained. What do they mean by containment, and how burdensome might that be for you?
These trees have been MPI have wound the clock back to 2012. So these trees that have been in orchards for several years that are producing fruit. And it goes right through to the small trees that we're propagating. So anything from that's been grown from the material that we've imported, that's up to been around in the orchards since, say, 2014-ish, right through to the trees that we're propagating, which it takes 2 years to propagate a tree. So being very simple, some half-grown trees, if you like, and some fully grown trees.
Can we just cut to what sort of impact this is going to have on your business, this decision?
Well, it's the destruction of it's not just my business. It's the destruction of 6 years' worth of innovation, and it takes several years to get the viruses and diseases, if you like, out of these trees, and several years to bulk them up in New Zealand. So we think it represents something like a 15-year loss of innovation to the pip fruit and stone fruit industry. So if you put that in context, that's the equivalent of losing half of today's cherry industry, which has grown doubled in the last 15 years, in the future. So it's a cut that you don't see.
Okay, and we want to, obviously protect. We can understand MPI's approach here, Andy. The PSA crisis. We just need to be completely sure that there's no diseases coming in. When they say defective paperwork, I mean that's a broad term. I mean, how confident are you that this is simply a bureaucratic thing that can be fixed?
It appears very strongly to be a paperwork thing at the facility in the US, which is the preeminent facility in the world. They've shipped varieties to New Zealand for 30 years since they started, and they've never had a failure. They've shipped material all over the world. It's the main clearinghouse for new plant material of apple and pear in the world. So they have huge capability. It's federally funded. It has huge capability.
Thank you for your time, Andy McGrath, a grower and horticulturist. We will get an answer for you from MPI.